At this week's Golden Globe Awards, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever took home some hardware in the Best Supporting Actress category. And the Marvel superhero flick appears to be in the mix for more prizes at this year's Academy Awards. The film captivated audiences late last year with a return to Wakanda, the futuristic African civilization. But the movie's antagonist, Namor, played by indigenous Mexican actor Tenoch Huerta, drew great attention as Wakanda Forever introduced us to the Mesoamerican community of Talocan. The community is based near the Yucatan region of Mexico. Manuel Hernandez is an associate professor at ASU School of International Letters and Cultures. He knows this kind of indigenous representation on screen is rare in Hollywood. I spoke with him more about the film and started by asking what he thought about that issue of representation in this movie.
Well, I think it's an excellent opportunity to get this mythology across, and then the representation is great. I mean, the movie itself is an allegory, but it also it's a continuation of Chicano Latino writers writing about the Mayans. Like, there's the film Apocalypto a while back, and I mean, the Mayans participated and so on, the language, and you have the language here in this film also.
I'm wondering about the idea of what we see so often with different cultures and different groups of people, Latinos among them, that there's an assumption, especially from the outside, that this is sort of a homogenous group, that, you know, Latino voters or Latino actors or Latino audiences are all basically the same person with the same belief systems. And it seems as though, based on some of the conversations surrounding this movie, it's just further evidence and a good reminder to folks that that is really not the case.
That's correct. And the scholars and cultural workers, both Mexican-American, Cuban, and Puerto Ricans, since the 80s have been publishing books on this and essays. And now you have a lot of Central Americans who are also doing that. And like this particular, the Mayan representation in this film, which is also has the support of Afro-Americans, that's why it's there. It's evidence of the contribution of Central Americans, immigrants who are part of the U.S. now. Mayan culture now is part of the U.S. cultures, but especially with this movie Wakanda, I mean, the way it is being disseminated throughout the whole country, Mayan culture is there. It's it. I mean, this is part of the U.S. now.
When you watch films and TV shows that feature Latino actors and actresses, do you also tend to see Mayan culture? Do you tend to see Mayan representation there?
Well, and there's in posters, calendars, and other forms, and songs, and everything. It's been there since the 1970s, if not before. Along in the U.S., you have mythology from Greco-Roman, you have it from the Germans, you have it from the Irish, and so American culture is very diverse, specifically when it comes to peoples and when it comes to the mythologies. And now it has been totally embraced and it's been projected in the millions of viewers in the U.S. and across the world, Mexico and everywhere where these movies are shown.
Does a movie like this, like a big blockbuster superhero movie like this, does it help in that endeavor?
Yes, it does. I mean, because there's always the question of representation. There's controversies. Yes, there are, but there's controversies in every single movie. But it's, you know, it's controversy, it ignites dialogue, and it's better than silence.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I wonder if the fact that maybe there is controversy around this movie and some of the representation, does that in some way signal a shift, maybe like some progress in this conversation broadly?
Well, to me, it does. It opens up, let's say, for Tenoch Huerta. Maybe he can come out and do a movie on his own. And, you know, you just have to have scriptwriters. And so therefore, you know, whenever you have a blockbuster, you always have sequels. So if you do go on and develop sequels, and then it will continue projecting itself in the American public and the American consciousness.
You mentioned the language issue, and I want to ask you about one of the lines from the movie that Namor says, which is, Spanish is a hateful language. And I know that this has generated a lot of controversy online, on social media platforms like that. I'm curious what you make of that line and sort of the dialogue that it has sparked.
Yeah, well, as far as the language expression in the movie, it's English and then Spanish and then Mayan, okay? And to an extent, it's just that remember that Namor or Kukulkan, he's conquered, colonized, so he's kind of resentful what happened. Although now with the alliance with Wakanda and indirect alliance with the U.S., there's a future. Just this natural, because even in Mexico, you have basically three ethnic groups, which is the those of European descent, and you have the mestizos, which are mixed European and indigenous, and you have indigenous people. In Mexico, you have maybe around 15 million people. They speak different languages, so that you have those contradictions, you have those dialogues. And inside the U.S., amongst all of us as ethnic groups, we have dialogues, we have controversies, but at the end, we affirm that we're all part of one social entity, which is the U.S. America.
Is it particularly important that at least some of the dialogue happen in the U.S.? Do you think that it be in sort of part of mainstream culture in the U.S. as opposed to just within, for example, Latino media?
Yeah, well, no, this movie ensures that it's a dialogue amongst all of us, and then, of course, inside the Latino community. And there's a dialogue in Mexico and other places too. But I would say, in terms of quantity, the dialogue is much more inside the US. The future is positive, and it has more opportunity for Chicanos, Latinos to get their myths, Mayan myths, or Aztec myths, or Yaqui myths, and so on. And so, and that's, I mean, that enriches American culture. And it goes back to Walt Whitman. He wrote an essay back in 1887 or so. He talks about how Mexicans and other native peoples would enrich American culture. And I think this is an example. And here you have an alliance, a cultural alliance between Afro-American actors and producers, and also Latinos, particularly Mexicans. So I think the future there, I think this movie Wakanda, it's opening more space for representation and greater dialogue.
Manuel Hernandez is an associate professor at ASU School of International Letters and Cultures, and you are listening to the show.